Adigo operator.
Joined.
Hello?
Seb.
Joined.
It's Sebastian. How are you?
Hi, Sebastian. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It's Wolf on the line.
Not yet.
Is anyone else on the call?
When I join, it says 3, and nobody joins there. I guess 3 is
okay,
when Adigo, you and me.
Okay.
it's strange. Usually there are more people by this time.
I know. Oh, hold on. I just got a Skype from Adam to call him. Okay.
Okay. And I'm checking with Matthias where Wolf is.
Hi, my name is Wolf Ludwig.
Hello, Wolf.
Joined.
How are you?
Hi, Wolf, how are you?
Well, trying my best.
Okay.
To keep up with all the different commitments and obligations I have.
Yeah. That's all the best we can do. Everyone's trying to do that.
Yeah, and I hope that I can make it for the summit call tonight.
Okay. So we have Sebastian.
Matthias, and you are already at the call, and do you know about anybody else?
Yes,
join.
Sebastian and Adam Peak.
Sebastian and Adam. Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Sebastian.
Hello.
Hello, Wolf.
Hello. I have noted for today 2 apologizes. The first is from our what is her name? Adela. Adela Danklu. I just put it on the list. Danklu. And the second is Bogdan, from both from Apti. Manolea, Bogdan Manolea. And I haven't received any other apologizes for today. Therefore, I think we should be rather crowded at our call.
That would be it. Can I ask a question? Something I don't know about, Gavin, sorry. Do we actually have a quorum in the EU rally for call? Or I know there are on some of the other rallies, but is there one for this EU rally? I should know this by now, but no learner.
So far, Adam, we only followed a quorum set by the bylaws for the General Assembly and for votation procedures, but not for any other ordinary Uralo business.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
We followed the other option, just in case we took any decision which may prove to be controversial. Then we posted it on a list with a clear remark that this decision was taken by this and that people, and if there are no objections raised within a week, the decision will be binding.
Bill Drake.
Huh?
Joined.
Hello, it's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Welcome.
Hi,
Bill.
Aboard.
Howdy. Sorry I'm late.
No, you are among the first ones.
You're joking. Well, we're on European time here.
Yeah.
Who all is on the call?
At the moment, it's Adam, it's Sebastian, it's Heidi, Matthias, and myself.
Oh, okay.
So we are
sounds
five.
Like a motley crew.
Yeah, we are five at the moment. I was
it's
in contact the last hours with Annette, and Annette didn't tell me anything about not joining us. Wolfgang, he mixed the dates yesterday for the working group 4 call.
Okay.
He thought it will working group 4 will be today, but I told him afterwards, no, you missed it. Today we have the Uralo call, and he didn't respond, and therefore I took it so far for granted that he will join us.
You did.
Yeah, and I think there were two reminders on the list from Heidi. So people should
well,
have seen it.
Yes, everybody's very busy right now. A lot of different things going on. With this call, is only we're only for 1 hour, right?
Yes.
It might make sense to begin if you've got a big attendance.
I would say we are now already 10 minutes past the schedule, and therefore I suggest to start. As you have seen on our meeting agenda for today, we have the normal standing items and the proposed agenda items. Is there anything on under the spending items or the proposed agenda items you would like to be added or accomplished?
It seems to me it's a pretty full agenda as it is.
Yeah. thank you for reminding me, Bill. So let's start. First point among standing items was adoption of the agenda. I take the agenda as adopted if there are no objections raised. The second point, roll call, apologies from the members. I have mentioned already the two UPTI people, Adela and Bogdan. They are listed already. The third point is designation of a chair for the meeting.
I nominate you.
Anybody else?
But you are the two board members, the real board members, and anybody else couldn't be chair in this meeting.
Okay. If there is no objection, so I accept Bill's designation or suggestion. The fourth point, adoption of the summary minutes, the last call we had on 20th of January. I have just passed it again before the meeting, and I haven't seen anything what I wouldn't like. Therefore, I suggest the adoption of the summary minutes from the last time.
May I have just one question?
Yes, Sebastian.
I guess it's just a writing problem, but on the point number two, just before the point number four, if I can say like that, you have Uralo member currently involved in the summary preparation include. I guess it's a summit preparation.
Summit preparation, yes. It should
and
be,
if somebody makes a change, I just would like to say that my name takes two L, and I will be happy to have those two L's in my name. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can these 2 points be noted?
Yes. What? Which number is that again?
I will do it. Okay. That's okay. I see that I have the edits right, and I will do it. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you do it by yourself. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Sebastian.
Yes.
Oh, I see, okay.
So among the action items for today, what I have seen, most of the points are accomplished. Are there any other opinions about it? Two essential points was the draft agenda for the Uralo General Assembly in Mexico and the drafting of a board report from for the time from Paris to Mexico, and both documents were posted I think almost 2 weeks ago on the board's list, and I didn't receive any reactions, neither to the draft agenda nor to the draft board report. In the draft board report, there are some sections where board members are mentioned, and a bracket was put after the name, and I wrote the people say may, if they want, add some more information about conferences they have attended or other I can I can all Uralo-related activities. I suggest if no amendments are made during this week, we consider the draft of the board report as adopted, and then we could post it on the Uralo list that our members, especially those who will come to Mexico, will have a chance to see the report and hopefully to read the report before Mexico. If there are no other comments to point 5, review of action items, we have point 6, staff announcement. 6A is ALEC review, working group, draft, final report. You have seen the link, and I think everybody had a chance to see or verify this draft, final report. Are there any comments from Steph, from Heidi, or Matthias?
No, this is Heidi, and you've said exactly what I was going to say. So please, if you haven't taken a look at the review, draft final report, please do take a look at it. The public comment period will end on the 17th of April.
Okay, I guess we may have another opportunity to discuss this draft final report face by face in Mexico. I would have some comments, but honestly speaking, I prefer not to raise them today because we have a limited time and I do not want at this call to open another debate if we have a chance to do this at another opportunity. The same refers to the GNSO constituency renewal 2009. Bill is member of the GNSO. Bill, do you have anything, let's say, urgent to add or to comment?
With respect to Uralo in particular, or generally?
Of general interest.
No. I think that there's a lot of things obviously up in the air, and a lot of the people who were involved here will have gotten information about it off of the ALAC list or the NCUC list. I don't see the point of me doing a disquisition. We've got time is moving, but if there's any particular questions people want to raise, certainly. There are, I mean, everybody can look at the constituency renewal website
right
there and see the proposals that. Well, there's the reconfirmations that were done, but now we're moving on to the bigger issues, I think.
I would like to suggest if no urgent questions are raised or today, we will have the opportunity in Mexico as well to discuss this issue a bit more in detail.
Just one point, Sebastian,
yeah,
just to say that the discussion about GNSO constituency renewal, it's maybe interesting, but it's not the heart of what we need to do about GNSO. GNSO,
mm-hmm,
is much more important, the reorganization of the,
right,
the GNSO itself, that renewal of the current constituency, because what is important is to see if there will be new constituency within the new organization of the GNSO, and that's the part where we need to have our say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I was trying to suggest.
Okay.
It's not the most pressing matter at this point.
First, this comment, Sebastian. and I see we now settled the standing items already, and we can continue to the proposed agenda items of today's call, which is point one, update of at-large summit. Updates by myself, Sebastian, and Steph. I would like to give Sebastian the floor for the most recent updates.
Thank you, Wolf. I think what it's really important in where we are now is that there are five working groups who try to work, and with participation of some of the member of the region, I think we need to be as much as possible involved in that. I know that when I say that, both of us are really involved in those working group and the organization of the summit in general, then it's much more for the absence and for the participant today that I need to say that. But it's important to say that this work, what we have to do, even if it's a very short time and in difficult because we have a lot of things to do, it's an important part to prepare the summit. The second important issue is the fair and poster session where each LSEs will be able to show something on a booth of the region, and it's important that everybody came with and say with what they will come with, but came with a presentation, leaflets, brochure, whatever they want to come with to during this this session. And finally, there are a lot of other things going on during the summit itself and during the ICANN meeting in general, and really need to be ready for a very full week of work and exchange and a discussion. The last point is that it's not concerning, I hope, people in Europe, but we start getting some information that some of our colleagues from Africa will not be able to attend this summit, and I would like to say and to underline that it's really a pity, because we underlined this problem since October, and there is no reason not to have taken action prior to the time it was taken, and now for some of them it seems to be too late. I hope it will be solved before the end of this week, but if not, it's really a pity, because we need a real worldwide participation to this very important event for the LSEs and for at large. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for this update. You already mentioned some parts which we will further discuss a bit later, like the poster session and the coordination of Uralo's ALS activities under point C. So this was general information review of summit program. I can only add to what Sebastian said that the summit program seems to be almost done and outlined in its various elements. We have first the general sessions, like the openings and the Saturday session. And
I'm sorry, Wolf, which document is it now? Is it the Summit Revision 8? I'm trying to find it on...
Well, actually, Bill, there are several documents now which have been transmitted or posted. It's a draft summit program, revised version 12.
I'm on the social tech site, and I don't see 12.
Sorry, actually, it's number 14 is the latest.
14 is the latest.
14 is the latest, and Nick posted that, or he sent that around, I believe, last week. And I'm just looking.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Wolf, but the changes between 12 and 14 are slight. But let me take a look whether 14 has been posted.
I'm sorry, he sent it to where, the URL list?
No, it was circulated via the summit list. And I think the last updates, like Heidi said, should be on the summit workspace.
Latest I see is 13.
Okay, let me...
Okay, so... That must be the one which is more or less official, and the version 14 it will probably be posted by Nick prior to the meeting tonight. And then
yes.
We have two other documents. The one is an overview of the general sessions. And the other one is an overview of the thematic sessions. And both are based on the inputs the program slot organizers submitted. And as far as I have seen, except two or three program slots in the thematic one, all the rest is accomplished.
This is Heidi.
Yes.
Yes, and I just wanted to large website. There is a link to a microsite on the summit, and you can click on that on the main at large website under information about the summit.
Yeah.
And if you click on that, then you'll see on the left-hand side a series of, drop-downs, or there's a program there on the left-hand side, and that pops up to the most current issues, most current program, of a summary version of it.
All of these are summaries mentioning the organizers, the potential timing, and a short description of the content, and then the suggested participants of the panel or of the program session. And this gives an interesting overview about the particular issue treated during the program slot. And to me, it looks very good, like it is at the moment. So I would say the main frame and the main parts of the summit programs are established now, and there are only some minor points in the program missing, like the ICANN regions. I think it was Lacralo who wanted to submit some detailed description for it, and which has not been submitted so far, but the big pieces, the big issues, I think everything is settled. Are there any contradicting views from the staff side?
No, that's correct.
If no further questions are raised for a review of the summit program, I now would like to continue with Uralo participation in the summit and the thematic working groups. And I prepared a listing of the established list of Uralo's summit participants a week or about 10 days ago, and their respective assignment to working groups. And as far as I have followed it up, there are three modifications on the version on the workspace. In the version on the workspace, there is still Theo Bondolfi mentioned. Theo Bondolfi from Internet Org Switzerland, there were different problems and he missed the travel confirmation deadline over the last 3 weeks, and Theo won't be in Mexico with us, and we have to delete him from the list. Another one is Stefan Hügel from Germany, and the third one is Andres Oliva from ISOC Catalonia. This means we have only 16 people at the moment who are, to my knowledge, confirmed to participate in Mexico and at the summit. And this lowers the participation in Mexico, and also a little bit it raises the question of a quorum for the Uralo General Assembly. But with 16 representatives, we still have a majority out of 24, and we can take the decisions necessary at the General Assembly. And with the names on this participation list, you can also verify who is assigned to what of the five, to which one of the five working groups. And as far as I have seen, there is quite a reasonable distribution of our people, except for working group one, where we only have Dragoslava. And I think all the other working groups, we have several representatives from Uralo assigned to. Are there any questions from your part?
I would like just to add one point. It's that I guess the region is sharing two working groups. To my knowledge, Wolfgang is sharing the working group number four, I guess.
Yes.
And I am sharing the working group number two.
And you are sharing the working group number two. And in number two, there's also Vittorio.
Vittorio, yeah.
In it.
And Tommy,
and
Tommy from Finland.
From Finland, from ISOC Finland.
Yeah.
Right. And I've seen from the others, the majority of our people will be in the working group four, chaired by Wolfgang and Adam.
and Workgroup 3 also.
Working Group 3.
I'm in Working Group 3, and I'm co-chairing the work group.
Oh, you are co-chairing the work group.
Yeah, Colette is chairing, and Hong is also co-chairing.
Okay, so we have actually chair people in three of the five working groups. Thanks for this information, and in three I see there will be also Heike Jensen.
Yep.
Okay. Any further comments or information regarding agenda item 1B, Uralo participation in the summit and the thematic working groups?
Well, there is still some clarification needed about the thematic sessions. I don't understand what happens. I've sent several times my document about my session, and it doesn't appear in the list. So I'm wondering what's happening. I sent a mail this morning to the staff, to Nick and to Alex, in order to get some answer about what is happening with the mail. I'm wondering if someone else has got some difficulties to reach staff or Alex in these matters.
Just a moment. I'm just verifying it, Rudy. If I'm not completely wrong, I have seen this portion added to the version 2. Just let I have to scroll through the document.
Sorry, it's Rudy?
Yes.
Yes, you are on version 14. You're on thematic session number 7.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yes.
But I have sent all my data about this session, and in the document, the last document I have seen, it was mentioned that there was no comment at all or no input at all from my side. So that's the reason why I was wondering what's going wrong.
Okay. I will check with Matthias.
Yeah,
and
I see what Rudy is talking about. I just checked the last version 2. From the 13th of February of the thematic session, and he's mentioned the session's name, registries, registrars, and the abuse of domain of domains.
Yes,
Rudy is mentioned, but say. Are still no specifications, and there is still written no response, and Rudy responded already more than a week ago.
Okay.
So this point should be possibly...
I'm just wondering if the mail was going wrong, because that could be the only reason, and I sent it three times to be sure that it would pass at least once.
Okay.
I got a Rudy. I got a copy, by the way.
So the mail went through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part to the others as well. But we can promise you, Rudy, we will figure this out this evening at the summit call.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Heidi, and I will write Matthias right now to be in contact with you, confirming that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Okay, thanks a lot. So the next point is 1C poster session, coordination of Uralo's ALS activities. Sebastian mentioned it already. This is, according to me, one of the highlights of the summit, giving the opportunity to the great variety of ALSs from the five Ralos to demonstrate and to show what kind of activities they are doing in their, let's say, ordinary life. And it will be an interesting showcase. And to facilitate the organization of the fair and poster session and the contact as well. We decided in the meantime that the five RALOs group their ALS activities and prepared a little bit in detail. And from the URALO side, this means we have to make sure that all those of our ALSs attending the summit and the fan poster session will bring some information material with them to display it during the fan poster session. And we have sent via the mailing list twice a call to all our ALSs to prepare material and to bring it along to Mexico. And I'm still confident it will work, and the majority of people have seen it, but I suggest to at least send one more reminder. And probably the best timing for such a reminder would be about 3 days before the people leave Europe for traveling to Mexico. Maybe at the moment many of them are very busy with any other daily business, but I think 2 to 3 days before you go to such a meeting and you prepare your luggage, etc., and you do the final organization, if we bump in with the last reminder for bringing material over to Mexico, we may have the highest chance to reach all of them.
Okay. So how about the Monday prior to everyone's arrival?
Very good idea, Heidi.
Okay. Okay.
Let's take it under the action items of today's call.
Okay.
So, and Heidi and me, we bilaterally make sure that the last reminder, we can just take a previous version and post it again.
Okay.
Wolf, just one question. You talk about a conference call about the summit today. I didn't find any information on that on my mail. Maybe I missed something.
I've heard it yesterday evening during the call of the of Working Group 4. It was mentioned there will be
because I see something saying
tonight.
That it will be on tomorrow.
It
will be. We received two mails about that. One saying that it will be tonight, and then it's cancelled to be tomorrow.
Okay, probably. Sorry, probably I missed something, and I. You brought the right information forward.
Because it was supposed to be at 6 UTC.
6:01 UTC.
Yeah. But it seems that it changed. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, so I make sure that I will get the latest time for that. Is there anything else to be added to the poster session? I think it's not very complicated, and if people will bring material with them, it will be easy at the spot to do the final coordination and to think about the best way of displaying the material. The next point on our proposed agenda is the General Assembly review of content. This refers to the draft agenda, and we discussed this at our last call in January already, and I added the agenda items for the General Assembly like discussed. Is there any other points point that should be added to the draft agenda? If this is not the case, I would say we can take the draft as adopted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, please.
Where is it?
It's here on the under the attachment of our.
I found it. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I just found it. I'm digging around social tech.
Mexico GA09.doc. And the draft of the board report is also here.
I'm trying to see. Call for nomination and introduction of URL. The only thing I'm wondering, Wolf, is we need to find a way to get people more involved. And I'm wondering if we go through all these kinds of... well, actually, I'll be at the GSO meeting, so probably it's irrelevant. But or NCUC, I guess. What time on Tuesday is this? I'm sorry. The morning?
To my memory, it's in the morning. The five parallel general assembly of all RALOs on Tuesday morning.
Right.
Yes,
right.
It's 9 to 1300.
Exactly. Yes.
I would just be interested. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead, Bill. I think you're going to say the same thing I am.
Yeah.
I guess my point is we've got a board of directors that has, what, 8 people, 2 of whom are on this call. We've got 20-something ALSs, I think you said 16 of whom are coming to Mexico despite being offered free fare. We're looking to the next cycle of elections and so on. I feel like after some amount of time now that we're really in need to make URALO a little bit more participatory and engage more fresh blood. And I'm wondering, as I look at this agenda, how quickly can we get to doing that, to trying to get the people from the LSs that come to actually want to, for example, stand for election to the board, take on some initiatives, and so on. If nobody else shares my concern, it's okay.
No. Bill, you are completely right. It's not only a question of a shared concern, it's a standing item. Yeah. We now discuss about this crucial issue since more than a year. It was raised in Paris and before Paris and after Paris, and due to the fact that the situation has not really or considerably improved, I mentioned this point in the board in the draft of a board report under point 3, observations and conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore this question, how we can assure a better involvement or a better engagement from our ALSs at URALO, this question has to be discussed in Mexico again. It's essential. I entirely agree with you.
Wolf, this is Heidi. I note that top 6 on the draft GA agenda, it says current policy activities in ICANN, and then the subtitle is the possibility for better at-large and EU RALO involvement at ICANN.
Yeah.
So, and perhaps that issue can be discussed under that item. Many other RALOs during their GA, they have asked for a briefing with at-large staff to discuss just that issue, is how we can help you bring greater involvement and more effective involvement in URALO.
Yeah, right.
And what I guess what I was trying to say is, as I look at this agenda, a lot happens before we get to that crucial conversation. Briefing on current policy issues, feedbacks on the summit board reports. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I'm worried about it not getting fully vented.
Isn't outreach and sort of participation generally also part of the summit? Isn't that one of the issues that will be addressed during those days?
I know that Adam, you sound like you're underwater.
Yeah. You have difficulties, so to follow you up.
You can't hear me, or you can hear me?
I can't hear you.
We can hear the sound there, but it's hard to distinguish the words, at least on my end.
Okay, hang on a second. Hello, it's Adam. How's that?
Much better.
Much better, yes.
Much better. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's my mobile I'm trying to use. Being stuck in my ears rather than holding the phone. What I was trying to say was, isn't outreach part of the summit agenda anyway, and isn't discussion about outreach improvement and so on part of that? And I know it would miss the days because we have Saturday and Sunday and then Tuesday and so on, but so outreach should be, I would have thought, a major part of our week, as it were. So that's one thing. And also it will be a minor part, or not a minor part, but an item on the agenda, certainly of accountability and transparency, because ALAC has to be accountable to its users, and that has to be accountable to users, and that means that we have to do a better job of providing information and so on, which in turn should hopefully infuse people to participate more. So I'm just wondering how much we've got on the agenda already in terms of outreach and trying to involve people.
I guess my thought was, Adam, in a general assembly where you have a more focused coming together of these particular people with a focus on Urello per se, that I think we need to have a really robust conversation about the state of Urello, which might not be something that would be appropriate in the, or featured as prominently.
No, that's true. That's true. And also, if we'd actually wanted to come up with a strategy for doing things, then that would not be something that's going to be generic to the whole of the ALAC as well. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right, Bill, but I just checked it again. As Adam was saying, it's not only the question of outreach or participation. It's not only part of our General Assembly, it's also on the program. There is another program slot during the summit where we discuss these essential issues, how we can engage our ALSs more in ICANN issues and topics, etc. And referring to our agenda again of the General Assembly, it's part of program point 6. As Heidi said, current policy activities in ICANN, the possibility for better at large and Urello involvement at ICANN, and of course it's a central part of top 7. Discussion and approval of the Urello working program. And
I just want to add one point. In fact, it's the aim of the working group number one, and it's a large amount of our work during the summit. Then the title it's at large engagement in ICANN, and it's all the question of how we will be engaged, but also how we will bring more organization to participate to the at large world, and it's really one main topic.
But I think I do see what Bill's saying. As I was sort of struggling to try and explain what I was thinking, I kind of realized that I was not getting to his point. And I do think that we specifically as the EU Rallo have to address this you know, from our point of view, how are we going to improve participation from the existing ALSs, because we don't get anything on the lists at the moment. How do we improve outreach generally to Europe? And how do we encourage more members, more ALSs to join? So I think we do have to, it's probably really that we have to take whatever whatever we can learn from these from working group number one and other discussions and bring it directly into our general assembly meeting. And try and come up with an answer to these problems.
Right.
So, right. I mean, it's not a generic. There's a generic, a larger conversation taking place at the summit, but there's a specific conversation that has to happen here that requires engaging what dialogue there has or has not been, the trajectory that we've followed over the past couple of years, and so on, that has led us to a point where I think. I mean, after all, we had Danny Younger sending out messages on other lists talking about how we're dead.
Bill, sorry, but I must admit, I don't feel really ashamed about Uralo at the moment. I think among or compared with other Ralos, we seem to be rather organized, and we are following up the main schedules. We have a good portion of participation in the summit working group, etc. So if I compare the situation, if I analyze it right from the beginning, this was March 2007 when Uralo was created. The first year, I agree, was completely awful. It was out of discussion. It was, I remember it as a kind of nightmare. But since Paris, there are slight improvements already. And most probably we have to show a bit more patience in this issue. And I'm sure, and this is my main point, it must be a standing item. I'm fine.
Okay,
I
didn't mean to suggest that we should be ashamed or engage in public self-flagellation.
No, I was referring to Danny Younger's remarks that Uralo.
I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Being dead, and I found this rather ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It was just a data point, I was mentioning.
I think he would have found much better cases to pinpoint criticism like this. But probably it was directed to certain people at Euralo he was concentrating on.
Do we know how many members of the current board of directors will be coming to Mexico, and how many will be standing for re-election, and how many slots will be opening?
I got no reaction when I posted the draft agenda and the draft of a board report to the list. I got only, I got actually one reaction from Annette, who added some details in the draft board report. I had no responses from other board members. To my knowledge, the following board members will be in Mexico. It's Vittorio. It's Annette. It's Rudy and me, Bill and me.
And Desiree, I guess.
And Desiree, I forgot about Desiree, but she was not very active over the last year. So we had the majority, and it's not only a question of asking our ALSs to become more involved, it's also a question regarding board members. And while we have still the one we discussed in length in Paris, the one board member from Spain who never ever responded to anything on the list or to any Uralo posting. And I mentioned it in the board's report that cases like this should be excluded in future. We have to make sure that only people will be voted to the Uralo board who have a kind of a proven track record of Uralo engagement or involvement. Be sure, Bill, it will be a big point in Mexico again.
Okay.
We are running out of time, therefore I would like to continue with our agenda. I mentioned already review and adoption of the board report if there are no more comments until the end of the week. Sebastian and Rudy, there are also, you are mentioned in the report as well, and there is a bracket behind your name. Please take your opportunity and fill one or two more sentences into it, and then it can be considered as being accomplished.
Okay, I will do it.
Okay.
The next point is discuss on-site coordination of Uralo Summit participants. I would say I'm not afraid about this. I've seen and experienced in Paris once the people are on-site. It's rather easy to get them coordinated.
Okay. Just that I put that point in because, for example, Afralo, they have already agreed to meet on Sunday morning at breakfast to review or plan a bit more the GA agenda. So I just thought that that might be something that you would also be interested in doing.
I think, Heidi, there will be an opportunity for an informal Uralo meeting before the General Assembly. I'm almost certain about that.
Okay.
But it was good to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
As far as I can see, we are through agenda item one. Then we have the second point, it's recent activities of ALEC, and I would like to give the floor to Sebastian.
I think we already touched
most
the main activity because the summit, it's obviously an important one, even if we have a very good team working on that matter, not ALEC and or just ALEC people, and you and Ivan are doing a very great job on that, and it's but we are working on that issue. We work on the issue of the ALEC review report. We just got a new version few days ago. We work on the question of the GNSO evolution, and we are just finalizing one document to say something on that issue, working with people from other constituency of the GNSO to write something about to the board, and I think that the main the other subject are more or less subject that will be included within the summit, for example the Presidential Strategy Committee report that is due prior to the Mexico meeting will be one of the topic of at least two working groups, number two for the future of organization of ICANN and the number four about transparency. And one of the points, it's about the new GTLD, and we are all waiting for the new version of the new draft of the book for the application for the new GTLD. My fear about all that is that we will have the document 3 days before the ICANN meeting. That means 2 days or 1 day prior to the summit, and the summit will have to discuss all of the issue to have a say of the at large, and then it will be tough, really tough. Not just because we have a lot of things to do, but because the document will arrive very late. I was trying to write something, and I am trying to write something about working group number 2, and I am almost sure that when we will get the version of the PSC report, we will have to change things. I don't know if it will be a lot, but I guess it will be a lot. But in the same time, we need to work, then we need to go ahead. That's one important point that we will have to face during the summit itself. But nevertheless, let's go ahead.
I just wanted to interrupt on that point, Sebastian, because I think it's very important, partly because this is something that ALAC's, my memory, has mentioned probably 5 or 6 times, you know, that in particular, this community of users needs time to digest information, otherwise the information is useless because it has to get out there, it has to be translated, and so on. And you're in a working group for the summit, which is, you know, talking about these issues, and at the same time, you're quite rightly saying that the whole summit process is likely to be disrupted because we're going to have to respond to documents that come in at the last minute. And I am wondering if we should somehow preempt that by a statement going from the chair, going from the ALAC, saying, we have a big summit coming up. We are addressing many important issues. We do not wish to see a 1,000-page document arrive on our desks next Monday. And I know this is rather late to say it, but I think, you know, if the executive committee wants to draft a letter and then put it to the internal list and allow us to do something, I think that would be very helpful to try and preempt what we know is going to happen, so that instead of reacting with a complaint, we're saying, please don't do it because of these reasons. You know, I don't know. It's a bit late to even be thinking of it now, but, you know, ICANN has to kind of understand the position we're in, I suppose. It's putting a lot of money in the summit. It's going to undermine it. So back to your normal service.
Thank you, Adam. I agree with you. I will try to push something on the XCOM and come back to the ALEC member and to the old member. Thank you. I think I give you the main point more important to know about where we are, what we are doing with ALEC, and I guess. Now we will be all together in 2 weeks in Mexico, and it's an important step. And I must say and underline that we were really at the beginning of the idea, and when we see how it's coming, we are also very key player in the success, hopefully, of this summit.
Okay. Thanks a lot for all your comments. If I'm right, we have now 1 hour spent with our phone call. I would
Adam?
Like... Yeah? If there are no other information...
Left.
For point 2, I will shortly raise point 3, recent activities of RALO's staff. I think the most essential points were already mentioned or raised during this call. Is there anything else that should be added?
No, this is Heidi, and again, there are links to each of the most recent meetings of each of the RALOs.
Right.
So you can see what they are discussing. And basically, they are currently doing the same as you are, and that is approving the draft GA agendas and preparing for arrival and activities in Mexico City. I am pleased to be able to say that LAC RALO in the last few days has seen an increase in the number of ALSs who will be bringing material for the poster session.
Right.
So that was the end for point three.
Yes, I have seen this on the CCs I received the last 3 days. Thanks
okay.
a lot, Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything suggested for point four, any other business? If this is not the case, I would like to conclude this call of today, which is supposed to be the last one before Mexico. And I'm looking forward to meet all of you in Mexico and having another good chance to discuss several points or many other points we didn't discuss today on site in Mexico. I would like to thank all of you for your contribution, and I think there is an exciting event called Summit waiting for us in Mexico.
Joined.
And I'm quite confident that there will be a good outcome of the summit.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you for sharing this meeting and for all your hard work for the preparation of the ICANN Summit and URALO meetings.
I thank you
Indeed.
For your support. And
thank
you
very much. I'm back. I was cut off.
Okay, some of you I will hear either on the next summit call tomorrow, as I understand.
No, it seems to be that it's tonight. Sorry, Wolf. I didn't find the information.
Tonight.
But
I will check it out.
Yes, this is Heidi. I've just sent both of you on your individual Skype addresses that there is indeed a meeting, and I will have Matthias send out another announcement to clarify any issues on the timing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't see any mails. I tried to find one. I didn't see any, but maybe I was.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Heidi.
Thank you very much.
And the other opportunity will be working group four. Okay. Thanks for the moment a lot, and all the best.
Thank you. See you in Mexico.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Seb.
Left.
Bill Drake.
Left.
Rudy.
Left.
Adam.
Left.
Hi, my name is Wolf Ludwig.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.